Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. House lawmakers have opened an investigation into this month's attack on the U.S. Capitol. In a letter to the heads of the leading intelligence agencies, lawmakers asked for any information that could help them understand whether warning signs were missed. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports.
Lawmakers want to know who in the intelligence community knew about the threats of violence and whether that information was shared with the right people. Capitol Police have said they were unprepared for the ferocity of the attack, which left one of its officers dead. The letter states security and logistical preparations were not consistent with the prospect of serious and widespread violence. It was signed by the heads of the Intelligence, Judiciary, Oversight, and Homeland Security Committees. Lawmakers are also trying to suss out any potential collaborators within the government itself. They've asked for any intelligence about people with security clearances who might have participated in the insurrection. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
With Inauguration Day approaching, Washington, D.C. and state capitals around the country are preparing for potential violence. Minnesota Public Radio's Brian Bask reports that the Capitol building in St. Paul is ringed in fencing and a stepped-up presence of law enforcement will last well into next week.
Minnesota's capital is among those that the FBI says should be on guard for demonstrations by militant groups, although state leaders say they have uncovered no credible threats. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan says officials aren't taking any chances.
We are not panicking. We are concerned. We are alert. And we are prepared.
A National Guard unit has joined members of the State Patrol and local law enforcement in an effort to deter violence in the run-up to the presidential inauguration. For NPR News, I'm Brian Baxton, St. Paul.
To Texas now, where Dallas County is reporting the first confirmed case of the new and more contagious coronavirus variant. From member station KERA in Dallas, Stella Chavez reports that this is the third such case reported in Texas.
Genetic sequencing has determined that a 20-year-old man from Dallas has the virus caused by a new variant. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the man is isolated and in stable condition.
Our patient zero had no outside the United States travel, so we don't know exactly where he might have gotten it from, but it's inevitable when you live in an urban area with a big hub for transportation that you're going to get this.
Scientists say the new variant is 70% more contagious, but they don't believe it's more deadly. Texas reported its first such case on January 7th in Houston. For NPR News, I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
And this is NPR News. The Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny is bound for Moscow. Navalny has left Berlin despite the threat of arrest upon his return to Russia. He told reporters when boarding his flight that he is an innocent person. He accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of using the arrest threat to deter him from returning home. Navalny was treated in Germany after he was poisoned in August. The television show streamed the most in 2020. Was The Office. That's according to year-end numbers from Nielsen. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports nearly all of the programs were on Netflix.
The Office, Grey's Anatomy, and NCIS were the top three acquired shows. In this case, basically reruns you had to watch in 2020 on Netflix. Top original shows included Tiger King, The Crown, and Ozark, about a family man forced into high-stakes crime.
I'm going to try to pull together $8 million to pay back what Bruce stole.
Ozark and Lucifer were the number one and number two most watched original shows. The Mandalorian was the only non-Netflix program. Disney Plus dominated streaming movies last year. Most popular, Frozen 2 and Moana.
Moana. Make way.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A team of climbers from Nepal made history this weekend. They're the first to successfully climb Pakistan's K2 in the winter season. K2, the world's second highest peak after Mount Everest and the most prominent on the Pakistani side of the Himalayan range. Dozens of people on the mountain attempting to make the summit. One of them, a Spanish climber, fell to his death yesterday. This is NPR News.